head coach Tom Ceratori now joining us outside of the Beaver locker room. Congratulations on the win, Tom.
Thanks a lot, Schulze.
When you score seven, it's hard to nitpick, but safe to say you don't like the three?
Things are going to happen, Schulze, in most of these kind of games.
Hard to keep on a team on the bench when you're up by as much as you were.
They hung around for a while. It wasn't easy till, the third period. I mean, actually, or that fifth goal. I mean, it just, it gets dicey out there at times. You know what? No lead's ever safe.
Really liked your first period, Tom. I really thought that the forecheck was aggressive, particularly after the power play, and I think that set the tone for the night for you guys.
Right on, and I agree with you. I agree with you, Biss, and I thought the first period was good, too.
Connor McLennan with four. First shot was an unbelievable shot, and then guys were making plays to him.
Yeah. No, I mean, again, he exactly, and he was in the right. He's got a good stick, and he was open this weekend. It was good to see him. It was good to see him have some success because he we see it in practice.
Well, late period goals can be big, and I thought the one in the second period that Casper had on the power play was really big because they kept coming back
and getting
within two.
You know that old adage, the toughest lead in hockey is a two goal lead. So, it was nice getting that to three, and then getting out of the period and up three, and that gives you a little relief.
When you've played this many overtime games, do you know how to coach when you got a big lead in the third period?
You know what, guys? It's the truth. These guys don't like me right now because I was not a fun guy on the bench, and you guys know what I'm talking about. Sometimes, again, you can't play the score. You got to play the game, and we as coaches, we're always nervous, and I don't want to see our guys. We don't want to give up goals. We don't want to sit there and play sloppy. We don't want to be casual. Whatever. I don't want to get into it, but, it was a good win, and I want to make sure I say that. But as a coach, sometimes it's hard to bite your tongue,
Connor's going to get, the bulk of the attention from the fans because four-goal nights don't happen very darn often, but virtually everybody was involved in the offense tonight. Forwards, D, every single line scored. You do that. I mean, it goes without saying. You're going to win a lot of games.
Yeah, but it's not going to happen like that, Schulze. It's hard to get into three. We've been doing this for a long time, and it's great to have it happen tonight. Hopefully it happens again tomorrow, but you better know how to win. You better know how to win 2-1 and 3-2 because that's what it boils down to, in this sport.
See you tomorrow night.
All right.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers here on our Paul Bunting Communications postgame show.